This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsha Williams. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls will be held tomorrow from 8 a.m. onwards. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies in different states will also be held tomorrow. All arrangements have been put in place for the counting. Akashvani News has made elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of the Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections tomorrow. It is going to broadcast a 15-hour non-stop special bilingual program, namely Lok Nirnay 2024, from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. A wide network of correspondents from Akashvani News will be giving live inputs from every nook and corner of the country. The program will also feature insightful discussions with experts and leaders of different political parties regarding the trends and results. The program will be broadcast on Akashvani Gold as well as other channels of Akashvani and its digital platforms. Regional news units of Akashvani are also going to mount special programs on the counting day. Doordarshan has also made special arrangements for the counting day tomorrow. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said DD News will start its special program from Vijay Talk in the city from 6 a.m. onwards. The Supreme Court today directed the centre to hold an emergency meeting of the Upper Yamuna River Board with the states of Delhi, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh to address water scarcity in the national capital amidst unrelenting summer heat and soaring demand. A vacation bench of Justices B.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan ordered the meeting to be held on the 5th of June. The bench scheduled the case for the 6th of June and said the minutes of the meeting and the suggested steps to be taken by the stakeholder states should also be placed on record. The court was hearing a petition moved by the Delhi government last week for a directive to Haryana to release surplus water provided by Himachal Pradesh through the Wazirabad barrage. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed by a joint team of security forces in an encounter at village Nihama in South Kashmir's Pulwama district today. The encounter had started in the morning following inputs received by intelligence agencies about the presence of terrorists in the area. The identity and affiliation of slain terrorists is being ascertained. Earlier, a joint team of police and army launched a coordinated search operation in the area. Still, with Jammu and Kashmir, several fire incidents in the past 24 hours have devastated vast tracts of forest land and urban areas across six districts of Jammu Division. No injuries or loss of life occurred during any of the incidents which were reported in Jammu, Udhampur, Riasi, Rajouri, Kathua and Poonch districts of the region. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has issued a directive mandating all food business operators, FBOs, to remove any claim of 100% fruit juices from the labels and advertisements of reconstituted fruit juices with immediate effect. It has also instructed all FBOs to exhaust all existing pre-printed packaging materials before the 1st of September 2024. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in a statement, said it has come to the attention of FSSAI that several FBOs have been inaccurately marketing various types of reconstituted fruit juices by claiming them to be 100%. FSSAI has also said that according to the Food Safety and Standards Advertising and Claims Regulations, there is no provision for making a 100% claim. The ministry asked FBOs to comply with the standards for fruit juices under the Food Safety and Standards Regulation. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militias were killed in an Israeli airstrike in the northern province of Aleppo in the early hours today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said the militias, consisting of Syrian and non-Syrian nationals, have a significant presence in the area surrounding the city of Aleppo. The attack hit several sites in the countryside of Aleppo, mainly in the town of Hayran, northwest of Aleppo. The attack comes as part of an escalation of Israeli attacks on positions held by the Lebanese Hezbollah and Iranian militias in Syria since last month. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of the ongoing ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2024 being held in the US and West Indies. The broadcast will cover all inter-matches as well as the knockout round, semi-finals and the final. Apart from live commentary, it will also broadcast special interactive bilingual programs before the start of the match, during the innings break and after the end of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.